Hello and welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, a podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. Today, TK is talking to Nebula all about the little group that she created and what's come out of it. Spoilers, this podcast was one of them.
All right, Nebula, hi!
Hello.
Welcome to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast. So excited to have you here.
Yeah.
Now, our topic of conversation today is that you have created what we're going to be calling a group chat. We're just going to call it that. So talk me through how you first created the group chat, like why you created it. Like what made you want to do it in the first place? How long ago was this? All that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. So back in December of, 2022, I believe, hopefully it wasn't 2021. it was one of those Decembers, right around the, you know, shortly after I got into Taskmaster and stuff like that. And in terms of how I got into Taskmaster, oh, wait, it was the season that Alan was on. So I'm not sure how many seasons ago that was. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyways, so I started watching Taskmaster because of Alan Davies, because I'm a QI fan and because I'm a Stephen Fry fan and all this other stuff. So I had kind of tangentially heard of Taskmaster because, you know, in the Britcom world, there's like, what, you know, 20 British comedians and they all kind of know each other, kind of like musicians and everything else. Mm-hmm. Not really, but kind of. So I'm like, well, I guess I would just watch the season that Alan's on, and I ended up really liking it, really liked the dynamic between Greg and Alex. And I was familiar with a handful of a couple of the contestants in addition to Alan as well, just because of, you know, me being exposed to the Britcom world since 2017, 2018 or so. And so I figured, I'm like, okay, like there's a really neat sort of subset of folks on Tumblr, where I, you know, was spending a lot of time during that particular period of my life, in terms of people who were, you know, talking about Taskmaster and whatnot. And I figured, you know, I have created Discords, and by Discords, I mean group chats before. I guess I say Discord because it was kind of a chaotic sort of thing that I was thinking of, kind of what Discord can mean. Because it was kind of chaos with like, okay, what if I create this? I don't know if anyone's going to join. I don't know how long it's going to last. I have no idea if it's going to be sustainable or not, but I had met Breads via Tumblr.com. And with another group chat that I was a moderator in, I talked to the owner of that group chat, you know, got some advice and stuff like that insofar as what to do and whatnot, and did some lessons learned from another group chat that I also generated a few years prior, and went, okay, let's just see what happens. And talked to Breads, and Breads was interested in being, you know, a co-moderator alongside me. And I created it, advertised it on Tumblr, advertised it in the other appropriate places. It reblogged. People ended up joining it. And I'm like, well, this is neat. And I really didn't expect it to last as long as it has. I didn't expect it to evolve over the course of time in the way that it has. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to still be growing, and to have people from all over the world, you know, get to know each other and stuff like that. It's kind of neat. And it just started because, I mean, the TLDR of it is because I just thought it would be kind of cool to have a group chat that was different from other group chats about Taskmaster based upon my highly investigative research. It really wasn't that investigative, but my highly investigative research about other group chats. And I wanted it to be, I wanted it to fit a certain niche. And I wanted it to be a safe and welcoming environment where people could be their authentic selves or the authentic version of themselves that they want to show online, so to speak. Recognizing people are going to mask to a certain extent, of course, because we're human. But yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah, it's surprising that it's been what, 7 years or so, 7 or 8 years.
I need to look up to see when Alan was on Taskmaster. It didn't bother the bejesus out of me. That's, yes, I know that thing. Ah, it was 2022. Yes! Okay. Well done, me. Yeah, so the server's been around since 2022.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that's really cool. So I know you said you kind of put it out on Tumblr and to see if anyone was kind of interested in it. So originally, how many members joined the group chat, and it was like a kind of core solid group, for lack of a better phrase?
I mean, within the original, within, I mean, the people that I was, the people who were my mutuals on Tumblr, they joined. So there was probably, I don't know, like 10 or 15 people. That was like, you know, my quote unquote core, that was a, the quote unquote core group of people. But in terms of, and it's kind of constantly evolved too, you know, just by word of mouth and whatnot. At some point I eliminated the public, shareable URL to the group chat, just because I wanted, I just for the sake of being protective, I guess. And also because of past experiences, both being a moderator as well as being a member of other group chats, that it was, I felt like it was better to kind of have it spread through word of mouth and by other people that are in the group chat versus have it be a public sort of thing. Particularly with respect to sussing out people to make sure that, you know, they were already fans, to make sure that they would, that they were above the age of 18.
Right.
And wouldn't be complete dicks.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that level of like policing sort of stuff, but at the same time, you have to, the internet's much different nowadays than it was when I was a minor in very adult spaces online back in the early 2000s. So keeping that into, taking that into perspective is how I kind of justified in the earlier days and even currently, me doing what I've done for the group chat, as I've had to, I was unfortunately had to do that in other group chats that I'm a moderator in,
right?
Or have served as a moderator in, rather.
Yeah, I mean, I, so I joined it, I don't know, last year, like a year and a half ago or something like that. And I definitely thought, like, I was trying real hard to to find this specific group chat, because of course Taskmaster has kind of blown up in terms of, you know, everybody from like all over the world is watching it. And of course there's going to be fans from everywhere and all, you know, ages and locations and all this kind of stuff and like walks of life and communities. And so of course different types of Taskmaster communities were bound to pop up. So for example, I know there's the Reddit, which like I personally just don't use Reddit like at all.
Same.
But I do know that there is a Taskmaster Reddit, and I know that it gets referenced a lot. you know, by people like in our group chat. And of course there's, you know, I'm sure there's like WhatsApps and Discords and fan forums, like whatever, you know, type of, there's so many different types of apps that you can kind of create your own little communities in. And so the way that I kind of stumbled across this particular group chat was that Alex said in series 14 or whatever it was, he's like, oh yeah, there's like fan fiction of us. And I was like, what? Excuse me? And I was like, surely this can't be correct. And then I went on, you know, AO3 and I was like, I have been proven wrong. And so I started, you know, like getting into it and reading, and there were occasionally some people that would mention, you know, this like little group chat, and they're like, oh, this was inspired by something that was brought up in the group chat and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, like what is this group chat everybody keeps talking about? So then I, you know, I went on Tumblr and I like followed a bunch of people that were, you know, like kind of posting on AO3, that kind of stuff. And then I was like, okay, I need to like find a way to get into this exclusive club. You know, not really an exclusive club, but
it is.
But you know, as you said, it's not a public thing. Right. And I'm not sure how many members we have now. I think it's like 150.
Yeah, it's a little over 50. It's a little over 100.
20 or something like that. So yeah. It's not like we're a tiny, tiny group chat, but I'm sure that, you know, like the Reddit subreddit, whatever it's called, has like thousands of people on there, which is like definitely different. So I definitely feel like this specific community that you have made from the ground up and that we have built around your foundation has been really special for me personally, but surely for other people as well, because like you said, it's an area where we literally vet every single person that comes in. So it's not like you can just Google it and then, you know, Alex Horn can join.
Right.
Because there's rules against that. Yeah, because we want to keep it safe. We want to keep it, you know, secure and kind of, and it gives us kind of like a cozy, homey, like very personal vibe, which I really appreciate. So, yeah, it's really nice.
So there are 122 members.
Oh, wow.
I just checked. Nice. And I misspoke. It was 2021.
Not okay.
Yeah, nice. So the server has been around since early December, like December 2nd or December 3rd of 2021.
Okay. So I must have joined like a year after, like almost a year after, because I joined in November of 22 or maybe 23. I don't know. My memory is awful.
You joined a year ago. You joined on November 27th, 2023 at 4:14 p.m. Eastern time.
Nice.
Because it tells me this information.
Yes.
Underneath members.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, fun, so I guess. Yeah, so it's like 2 years after it got created, pretty much, which is pretty cool. But yeah, we're chugging along. It's nice.
Yeah.
So over the course of, what is it, 4 years now, or almost 4 years now, how has the chat and the people in it grown?
And in terms of, you know, like any sort of group chats, there's people that are, you know, the regulars, kind of like using like the bar metaphor, you know, they're the folks that are in, that are on all hours of the day, seemingly posting, commenting, whatever, always available for a chat. It also helps that because of the wide range of time zones that exist in the group chat, chances are if you're one of the regulars, you can talk to one of the other regulars independent of the time zone that you find yourself in because of the way time zones work.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, like with anything, we all go through different seasons in our life. Some people may need to take, you know, a step back from the group chat for whatever reason. And it's completely understandable because life is life. This is just something that, you know, form of, depending upon how people define it, as a form of escapism, a form of social, you know, communication, whatever. I'm not here to tell or dictate thou must think of the group chat in XYZ sort of capacity, because that's not my prerogative. Mm-hmm. So there have been people that have been more of the quote unquote regulars that have, you know, subsided a little bit, still likely in the group chat, but just, you know, have the, just aren't, and that's okay. Yeah. But it's been interesting to kind of see the waves throughout the course of the current life of the group chat. Current life sounds weirdly metaphorical, sounds weirdly philosophical. Words are very hard for me today. But it's been interesting over the course of the duration of the group chat to see, you know, regulars kind of go through like a revolving door sort of process. Particularly with respect to as the group chat grows and evolves over the course of time, as other factors and stuff like that have taken place as well within the group chat, it's been interesting to kind of see the way it's evolved in terms of its membership, in terms of the level of activity and stuff like that. There was a period of time where I really wasn't super active in the group chat at all. And this was before Jazz had come on as another moderator. So when it was just myself and Breads, and in terms of why I did what I done, it doesn't matter. It's what I needed to do during that particular season of my life. But I knew it was going to be sustainable because it had been sustainable before in the past. Mm-hmm. Just because of the very low drama aspect of the group chat, comparatively speaking to that of other group chats that I've been a part of / others have that I've been made aware of because of other people. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So for other fandom spaces that you've been a part of, how would you say that you kind of see our particular group chat as like different compared to other fandom spaces you've been in?
It's definitely a lot less toxic. I mean, are there certain aspects of toxicity that exist in every single fandom? Of course. Why wouldn't there be? Mm-hmm. People are going to people independent of whatever fan base they're in. I mean, and that's representative of the people and not the fan base in of itself. Mm-hmm. But in comparison to the other fandoms that I've been a part of over the course of my almost more than 20 years being in fandom spaces, this is definitely probably one of the more chill ones. Mm-hmm. And I like to think it's just because of the fact that the target audience of the group chat is such that if you are not of a certain mindset, then you're not going to have a good time in the group chat, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's like not really for you.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And if you decide to want to do that, you're not going to last long.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things that will definitely not be tolerated. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, creating those boundaries necessary in order to protect the overall vibe, so to speak, of the group chat.
Right. Yeah. Now, so kind of, I've also been in fandom spaces for a very long time. And I've found that there are most always some kind of subset like of that fan, like there are different types of subsets of that fandom, mm-hmm. just by the nature of, you know, different characters that people, you know, blorbo, as we call it, mm-hmm. or like, you know, just kind of latch onto and different aspects of like the show or the movie or the, you know, whatever it is. And so there's always going to be those separate littler spaces that are under the umbrella of the same fandom. And mm-hmm. so our particular group chat is, I mean, of course we talk about and extensively about other stuff than this, but the main kind of thread of the whole thing is specifically Greg and Alex's relationship.
Right.
Which, again, there are a ton of other quote unquote characters that you could talk about, different series, mm-hmm. different people, different tasks, different locations. And even now we have like different countries and different mm-hmm. versions of Taskmaster, which is really cool. And of course we talk about all of those things in our group chat, but for the most part, the central theme is Greg and Alex, and that's kind of what brings us all together in kind of unifying type of term, if you will. And I love that because I think their relationship is wild and doesn't make any kind of sense whatsoever, and it's just very amusing to look at it through the lens of all these people that are also like, what are they even doing? Like, it's a mm-hmm. mystery, you know, like let's dig deeper down into it. And it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So was your initial creation of the group chat supposed to be focused on Greg and Alex, or did you kind of want it to be more of a Taskmaster overarching type thing? And then it turned into Greg and Alex.
So when I had alluded to earlier about, about this particular group chat kind of fulfilling a niche that I didn't see in other Taskmaster-esque sort of capacities, it was because I wanted it to be more focused on the dynamic or relationship, whatever word you want to use to assign to it, of Greg and Alex, because mm-hmm. I also found it deeply fascinating when I watched the series with Alan and then would retroactively go back and watch a handful of prior series to kind of see how the dynamic relationship, whatever, evolved over the course of time mm-hmm. as, you know, as the both of them settled into their personas, settled into their characters, settled into, you know, the improv-esque sort of banter that happens and stuff like that. You know, the world building, so to speak, to use a fandom sort of term,
right?
More specifically, I guess, a fanfic sort of term. But yeah, it was never about that. I mean, it wasn't like thou shalt only talk about this, because no,
right?
You know, which is why there was, you know, channels from the start that were about, you know, specific things. Like, if you want to talk about other sort of fandom spaces, if you want to talk about, you know, other sort of stuff, like there's places for that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the common denominator of the group chat was the dynamic and that relationship between Greg and Alex. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there's going to be other sort of denominators that kind of sort of come about. It's because you get a group of people that are interested in one particular thing. Chances are they're going to like other stuff. They're going to like mm-hmm. other TV shows. They're going to like other films. They're going to like other actors or actresses or podcasts, or be interested in different types of music or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Which is the cool thing about community building. But having that core central common denominator of their relationship was definitely fundamental. And that's mm-hmm. been there from the start.
Yeah, that's really nice. And because I'm one of those people that I will normally get into a new fandom, show, movie, whatever. And I will either have some idea of what it's about because I've seen, you know, like gift sets or pictures or fan art or whatever, and I'll be like, oh, this looks like something I'd be interested in, but I'm biased because the fan art is usually like shippy stuff, and so it's like, right. Oh, we ship these two people together, okay, well now I'm gonna go watch the show, going into the show thinking I'm gonna see why right. people ship these people together. Now when I started watching Taskmaster, I think I'm a very, like, I need to start at the beginning and go chronologically type of person. Mm-hmm. And so I started in series one and I got to series 14, just completely enjoying the show. And then Alex was like, there's fanfic about us. And like, until that point, I had never really been like super shippy. Like, I don't remember being super shippy of that. And I'm sure that, like, you know, cause like the kiss happened in series 6, I think it was, and in series 9 it was the tell me and only me bit, which is like one of my favorite things of all time.
That's and nice thing too.
And in what
the pie thing too.
The pie thing, yeah. And so there's like all this stuff that's like, it's not like a you can miss it kind of thing, because it's very in your face about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was like, oh, you know, like they're just being funny. Like, you know, that's, it's hilarious and it's really cute. Like, I like that they do that. But then in series 14, I think it's 14, when Alex mentions fanfic for the first time on the show, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I can see that. And, you know, and then I went to AO3 and like started getting into all these fics and I was like, oh, I can really see it now, because in our group chat, we will dissect every little tiny look, touch, like allusion to anything that they're like saying to each other even. And it's so interesting and fascinating to then go back and rewatch old episodes, now having that kind of shippy element of my brain turned on. And clearly, like, for all of these new episodes that are continuously coming out, it's great because I have the group chat to, like, scream into, you know, when they do or say something that's, like, that you would go wild for in that shippy type of lens. And it's really fun to do that with other people because, you know, I could watch Taskmaster with my parents, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh my gosh, like Greg said this thing and this and you know, that clearly means that he's going to like do this to Alex later. And that's so exciting. And I'm going to need to write a fic about this and like all this kind of stuff. Right. So yeah, it's definitely a different like type of headspace that I get into personally when I watch them now, which is really cool. But yeah, is that weird to you? Like, do you kind of form your own conclusions when you watch shows? Because I feel like I'm very easily persuaded to, like, ship two characters if I'm given enough, you know, like, kind of substance about... The only thing I could not get into was I just watched Hannibal, and people were like, oh, Hannibal and Will, and I was like, and I watched the whole thing, and I was like, yeah, I don't see it. It's just too weird.
I guess I've always been in that mindset, particularly having just being a little bit autistic. I've always kind of hyperfixated on things and been like, okay, why does that happen? Why is that? Is that connected to anything? Let me just analyze this a little bit closely. Let me look at it from this sort of perspective. And it was applauded to do stuff like that in the BBC Sherlock fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Multiple times, all the blessings. So really that fandom kind of ruined me for other things because, even currently I'll watch a film and be like, why did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a narrative device? Was that a plot device? Is this going to be something that's going to come back at some point? Is that Chekhov's gun? And like I have adopted, there's a line that Mycroft says about coincidence as with respect to the universe is rarely so lazy with respect to coincidence, that there is no such thing as coincidence. Because if it is the case, then the universe is just boring.
Right.
And I mean, it's something that I say all the time. Unfortunately. So I've always been in that mindset and have done that for probably every single fan base that I've been a part of. Even when I first started joining fan bases in 2003, 2004, because I found it fascinating. Like, okay, why did that character say that? Even if it's not from a shippy sort of perspective, and then kind of looking back and retroactively applying like motifs and reoccurring sort of things that had happened between these characters and the way that their relationship is in comparison to their relationship with other characters and such. House being a big one. House was my first main proper fandom. It wasn't my first actual fandom. That was actually an RPF fandom. It was my first actual fandom, but House was my major fandom. And very similar in nature to the group chat, the LiveJournal community back when LiveJournal was still, I miss that damn, I miss live journals so much. Anyways, the various communities that I was part of when I was in live journal, or when I was in the house community back in 2004 through, I don't know, 2008-ish, was huge. You know, we would dissect everything all the time, and it would be so much fun to bounce ideas off of each other and whatnot. Very similar nature to what happens currently in the group chat. So it's kind of cool that always happens. You get people together that are interested in, again, going back to the common denominator thing that I mentioned earlier, you have people that are interested in that common denominator. You have people that come to the group chat with different perspectives, different backgrounds, both fandom and otherwise. You know, there's some people that have never been in fandom spaces before, and this is their first one, or they've been kind of on like the sidelines with respect to fandom spaces and kind of maybe dipping a toe in every once in a while. And then this is their first actual, you know, proper honest to God one where they've kind of like thrown themselves off into the deep end and been like, how does this work? Am I okay? Yes, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Come along for the ride. Everything mm-hmm. is fine. So it's cool, you know, to have those sort of perspective. It's kind of cool to have all those different perspectives from that wide, you know, range of people. So I'm kind of glad that it just kind of happened organically, you know, regardless if it's fic, regardless if it's an episode, regardless if it's a book, you know, one of the Taskmaster related books or one of Alex's own books, and stuff like that. So it's really neat. Or even, you know, the international iterations too, like, you know, the conversations about that in comparison to, you know, the original, so to speak, Taskmaster.
Yeah.
That's kind of really neat. And being a big analytical nerd, I really like that shit.
Yeah. No, it's really fun. Yeah. Because especially, like you were saying, with the international versions of Taskmaster, I feel like, so I've personally seen New Zealand and Australia. Like, I'm caught up with those. Mm-hmm. I refuse to watch the American one because I just hear that it's horrible.
Yeah, same.
But like, and I love both of them, but I feel like every time we talk about like, so like in the group chat, if somebody's like, oh, I kind of want to watch maybe another country's version. And every time it gets brought up, somebody is like, oh, this is great. Like Australia's great. New Zealand's great. They're not Greg and Alex. Like, don't go into it expecting Greg and Alex because you will not get it. Like, some of it is, like, some of the dynamic is there, but it's, like, the bare minimum baseline, you know, of, like, sometimes Jeremy will tease Paul. Sometimes Tom will tease Tom. I mean, like, more often than not, he'll tease Tom. But, like, you know, it's not anywhere near the level of, you know, yes and that Greg and Alex take it to.
Right.
So it's definitely its own, like, different beast, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
But you definitely do have to go into it being, like, bracing yourself for this will not be the same dynamic that you're used to.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
And this game is called, I was very happy coming up with this title, Fact or Fanfic.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay, so, number one. And look what the cat dragged in. A scruffy, lice-infested baby rat. It's little Alex Horn.
Fact.
Yes, that's correct.
I remembered that one.
It's funny because my spreadsheet, this is the only one on my spreadsheet that doesn't have the source, so I don't actually know what series it's from, but good times. All right, yes, okay, so second one. And next to me, someone who's more worm than man. He's pink, disgustingly wriggly, and every time it rains, I just can't help but step on him. It's little Alex Horn.
Plausible enough to be fact. But I think it's a fan fiction.
That's correct. Ding ding ding.
Huzzah.
Yes, that one was by Illuminescence, Down for the Count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one. See if you can get three for three.
We'll see.
Alright, here we go. And next to me, a man who has been described as the result of what would happen if you put a sausage on a stick and leave it out in the sun for weeks. It's little Alex Horn.
Fact.
Oh, that one's fanfic.
Damn it. Well.
It really does sound like something Greg would say, though. Yeah, that one is from Water-Based Beverages by Trader Leech.
Oh.
But hey, you got 2 out of 3.
I'll take it.
Yes, which will earn you a little trophy on our website. I have decided.
Huzzah!
That's gonna be a thing.
I'm way better than I thought I would.
Yeah, I was recording the pod with Soup earlier, and they were like, I have games for you. I bombed every single question. I know, I was so embarrassed. And then I played Factor Fanfic with them. They got them all right. And I was like,
oh,
well, now this is
like, well, awkward. Shoot.
This is just awkward. Good times. All right. So anyway, so back to our little community. What is or what has been your favorite part of our group chat in particular?
I think watching the relationship dynamic across people evolve over the course of time in terms of, you know, just like watching life stuff happen, whether it's good or bad, you know, and because life isn't just unicorn, sunshine, lollipops and all that shit. I mean, it's darkness, it's shadows, it's, you know, going through hell and trying to crawl your way out of it, you know, and trying to independent of whatever that is. I think it's a supportive dynamic of the group chat that I really like the most.
Yeah.
That, you know, depending upon how active you are and stuff like that, you may think otherwise, or, you know, depending upon your own thoughts about, you know, how you disassociate from the group chat is simply the group chat and it is not X, Y, or Z. Sort of thing, but independent of whatever somebody does or doesn't think about the group chat, it's been cool to see that dynamic kind of grow over the course of time. You know, and celebrating victories and celebrating wins and celebrating that type of stuff and, you know, offering, you know, words of support or, you know, private sort of messaging or private calls, which I presume have probably happened outside of the group chat. In all likelihood. So that's probably been my favorite bit. You know, the community aspect of it. I'm not going to say familial because that is just icky to me. I say that because in other fan spaces that I'm in, people call it a familial thing. And I'm like, time out. No, let's call it a community. And then we can go from there, fam. But yeah, I think that's the part that I like the most. You know, there's a reason why we refer to each other as pocket friends or pocket pals or pocket whatever.
Yeah.
Because I like to think that that's what the group chat serves as. And if you need to step away from that because real life's getting too real lifey, not that you couldn't, but like, everybody should understand, because at the end of the day, you are the single most important person in your life. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely like the amount of support and the quality of support that I personally have gotten from our group chat has been absolutely incredible. It's like, I've never felt out of place. I've never felt like I was being judged for something. You know, I have always felt like I've been able to go into, you know, like we have like a rant and vent section and just like, hey, this dumb thing happened to me and I like just want to like, you know, throw it out into the void. And then people are like, you know, like they're willing to give me advice if that's what I'm looking for. They're willing to be like, that sucks if, you know, if I'm not looking for advice. And, you know, just like really empathetic group of people, which is really refreshing.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So over the last three years plus how many ever months this server, this group chat has been a thing. Has anything surprised you about it? And if so, what are the things that have surprised you?
The fact that it's still around. I did not think that when I started this group chat in December of 2021, that it would still be going on and still be growing and still be active and, you know, have had the stuff that has come out of the group chat been a thing, you know, in terms of like the New York trip that recently happened, for instance. The fact that this podcast even exists is due in part to this group chat existing, from my understanding.
Yeah,
and
100%.
And like, there's been other real world meetups that members have done because they met in the group chat, you know, because they find out, oh my God, you live here. Oh my God, I live like 2 hours away from you, bro. You know, like, there's obviously some people that don't want to meet up with online people, which is totally fine. They're, you know, it would be hit or miss if I were to do that personally. I've met people that I've only known online before a handful of times, but you know, I would need to make sure that I actually am comfortable. It would have to be a public location, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But other people are like, man, fuck it, let's go. And like, that's really shocking to me. It's the fact that not only is it still around, but, you know, for friendships have come out, like real world friendships have come out of this, not, you know, the friendships that exist in an online sort of space. I'm not discrediting the fact that online friends are still friends, but there's a big difference between a relationship or a friendship that exists purely in an online situation versus one that actually has a three-dimensional connection to, where you actually have met each other in person, in real life, doing real life sort of things, and not just standing, you know, sitting behind your phone or behind your laptop or behind your tablet or whatever that you're communicating, you know, on the platform of the group chat. So like, I think that's probably the coolest part to me. And it was definitely something that was outrageously shocking to me. Completely shocking. Like, it's never not going to be shocking that all the things that have happened and are still ongoing, you know, it's kind of like, what's going to happen next? I guess we'll wait, see. So, you know,
Yeah, I was, as you know, part of the New York group, and I think there were like 14 of us, like from
really,
yes, because we all got tickets to sit together for the premiere, which was really cool. And so there were like, we broke out into like smaller groups. You know, we went out and had dinners, we had lunches, we went to Central Park, went to the Nintendo store, all this kind of stuff. So yeah, it was really fun. It was definitely like kind of surreal to like be part of that community like in person, which was really cool. And the funny thing is that like the whole New York trip was amazing, and of course like the premiere was amazing, the Q&A was amazing, getting to meet Greg and Alex was amazing, but I think my favorite part of that trip was when all of us after the Q&A went back to it wasn't all 14 of us because not all of us were in the same hotel, but there were like maybe 8 or 9 of us or 10 of us that were staying in the same hotel. And we went down and we had a Seth Meyers watch party at 1 a.m. in the hotel lobby because they had a TV there. And when they mentioned our fanfic on Seth Meyers, we were all there to scream at the television together. And it was amazing. That's so cool. Wild because like there were two of us in that room that had their fix called out. And then the other three people that they mentioned, like their fix on Seth Meyers, are in our group chat. Like, we know all of those people.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was wild. But yeah.
The group chat needs a little trophy too.
Yeah, we sure do. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, part of being, you know, in this, or any fandom really, is fan work. So obviously we've talked a lot about fanfics, We touched a bit on fan art. You know, we've had podcasts and music and everything. So tell me, what is, do you have like your favorite Taskmaster fan work recommendation / any other general fan work recommendations that you want to shout out?
Yes. So my Taskmaster related one is this absolutely freaking preposterous fanfic that when it came out in the server, or when it came out, the group chat just like lost their shit, self included, because it was just so, it was just so well written and so ridiculous and so everything that we kind of just had to, you know, scream about it, because that's what people do when they're like, wait, did you read that too? And it's called Your Fucking Goose. It is a great soulmate AU sort of thing, which I'm a sucker for soulmate stuff to begin with. And it's just about this goose that shows up with to Alex one day, and Alex is like, bro. And the goose is like, look. You know, like that meme of the duck or a goose with a knife. That's literally what this goose is about. It's fucking delightful. And love this, love this stupid so much. And there's another one. There's so many other fanfics that I could talk about with respect to Taskmaster, as well as non-Taskmaster related stuff. But one that I had to talk about because it's one of the most beautifully written fanfics I've ever read. And anything that this author has written is just beautiful. Absolutely fucking beautiful. It's called Jeeves and the Uncommon Senses. It's a Jeeves and Wooster fic. It's a Sentinelverse fic, which I was not familiar with the Sentinelverse by any stretch of the imagination prior to when I read this fic. But Sentinelverse is one person is the Sentinel and one person is the guide. And it's so brilliantly well done. Just absolutely gorgeous. It's a bit of a longer fic. If Your Fucking Goose is a little over 11,000 words. And the Uncommon Senses fic is significantly longer. So if that's your forte, please read it. You don't have to be Jeeves and Wooster fan to read it. You can self-insert any character you want, quite frankly. I mean, some of the word choices, you know, the might be a little awkward for particularly who you substitute in for Birdie, but it's fine. Just you can insert him with anyone who's eccentric. Mm-hmm. And it's just so brilliantly well done. Very similarly to the Sentinel and Guide sort of dynamic is very similar to other sort of, I love the fact that, you know, the goose in of itself is, or herself, is an example of world. She herself is world building. Mm-hmm. You know, she's kind of like the very famous now kiss thing where she knows what her mission is, and like, hell is she going to, she has her work cut out for her. Let's put it that way. But yeah.
Amazing. Now I said, or I know that you said that, you were a writer. Is there anything like that you want to plug? You know, do you have any projects that people can find you at, or your work, or anything like that?
I'm under AO3 as Minx, M-Y-X. So I've written a little bit for Taskmaster, but I may have actually, orphaned those fics. Mm-hmm. I know I orphaned the one that I wrote, in as a headcanon-esque sort of thing based upon stuff that Alex had told Alan during the course of series 12. Mm-hmm. Cause I just wanted to explore that. I just wanted to explore that. So I figured I'll write a fic about it because that's what I can do as a fic writer. Yes. But I've written a mess of stuff for The Good Place. And I've written a mess of stuff for Cabin Pressure as well. And I have a few other, handles, but Minx is definitely the one that would be most appropriate to share. Sweet. The other ones are more problematic sort of fanfics that I've written.
All right. Well, I'll grab a link from you and we can chuck it up on the website. All right. Well, Nebula, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And we'll catch you online.
Indeed.
Bye. Bye.
And once again, that was Nebula giving some insights and info on that little group chat we're always banging on about. Don't forget to visit our Patreon, where members get first pick of questions for guests and exclusive content. And also, don't forget to subscribe on your platform of choice so you never miss an episode.